Don't look level, right? In order to preserve your holiness in God, by determining God, that if there's 1%, even if there's 1% left to walk holy, I want to be that one. Think about Abraham walking righteously in an entire place full of unrighteous people. Don't want to be like Lot. Think about Enoch. When the entire world was evil, he was walking with God. Think about Noah. When the whole world was evil, he still can walk with God. Hallelujah. If you want that kind of blessing, then get on the team in God. We want to build a team of people, of ministers in God, of churches in God, of ministries in God, that have a purity that the world has never seen before. They have seen enough out there of ministries that are today so-called famous. They have fallen on the left, on the right, because of some of the simplest sins that some of the common men in the street would not dare to commit. And I tell you, it has caused devastation. What we want in this new generation, in this new Joshua generation, is a new breed of people who will treat holiness like the first love. Who love it so much more than anything else in the world. Who will be unusual. And let me challenge you with this fact. Even the devil is going to raise up his men like that. Didn't you read in the book of Daniel that the Antichrist will neither go after woman or any other thing? You read that in the book of Daniel? That the Antichrist is going to serve the devil that way. That's going to give up the pleasures of the flesh to be the Antichrist. How much more God is calling a people who will walk holy with Him and give up the sins of the flesh. Oh, young people, don't wait until you're old and haggard. You have tasted every sin in society. Then you offer to God your half-dead body, hoping for a resurrection. No, young people, offer to God the purity of your youth to serve God now. It's never too late. Now, one of the things that this story of David teaches us is that the wages of sin may not come immediately. Do you know some of the things that happened in David's life as a result of that judgment on his sin? And there is a certain time period. Remember this. If you repent before it's exposed, more grace comes. If you repent after it's exposed, there is some measure of grace, but a lot of judgment comes. So you make a choice, make it now, to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. See, right now, while nobody exposes you, right now where you are, you're not living right with God, ministers of God. The things you compromise with. Men and women, Christians of God. The things you're compromising with. Don't wait until it's exposed. You wait until God exposes you. It's judgment day. You can have some grace in preservation, but it's judgment all the way. But if you repent before God exposes it, God says, right, it's blotted out. That means you came before God before He comes to you. Don't wait till God comes after you. Come to God quickly. Now, David waited too late. He waited until God came to him. By that time, his son died. And his kingdom was judged. Now what the people don't understand is that judgment doesn't come immediately. I want you to see the timing of the judgment that finally came upon him. In the book of 2 Samuel, you see the story in chapter 13 about Amon and Tamar.
and Absalom was really angry at what happened. All these things started happening because David opened a door of lust. And when you open a door of lust in your life, you open a door for spirits of lust to come in to infect your life, to infect your family's life. See, when you open, the devil doesn't play fair. You give him 1 mm, he takes 1 kilometer. He doesn't play fair. You open a door for one demon, that one demon brings his friends, which amount to a lot. Thousands of them. He don't play fair. He's not someone to fool around. He's only someone to take authority over. So in 2 Samuel chapter 13, notice the time. Please note the time. The times are important here in verse 23. It came to pass after 2 full years. Now that means about 2 years after David's sin against Bathsheba was exposed. So you note 2 full years. Then in chapter 13, verse 38, Absalom fled, went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. So 2 plus 3 is now 5 years. After 2 years, Absalom did something to kill Amnon. And when he killed Amnon, he fled away for 3 years. He took revenge and fled for 3 years. So that makes 5 years. Then, in chapter 14, Absalom was restored to King David. In verse 28, after he was restored, chapter 14, verse 28, Absalom dwelt 2 full years. So, 2 plus 3 plus 2 makes 7 years. So, all these things were taking place, building up for that judgment. After 2 years, they saw things happening in the house. The first judgment was private. Nobody saw what went on between Amnon and Tamar. But those things were the result of the spirits of lust that King David released into his own life and his family's life. He waited under judgment. It was too late. He should have repented before the judgment. And so, after 2 years, a small incident happened in his family. The uproar among his sons. That was quite big, but considerably small to what is going to happen. So it looks like that was finished. That was the only judgment. Wait, there's more to come. After 7 years, this Absalom returned. Now 7 years after the sin of Bathsheba and David. Then in chapter 15 of 2 Samuel, verse 7, it came to pass, now here is where you got to do something in your Bible. It came to pass after 4 years. Now your Bible put 40 years. But there is an error in the script, in the Hebrew script, but no error in the Greek script. The Septuagint records 4 years. And Josephus, the Jewish historian, records 4 years. And in a lot of other ancient manuscripts, 4 years. But the manuscript they used at that time had an error, a scribe error that put 40 years. It cannot be 40 years because David only reigned 40 years. It cannot. There's no way. So it's actually 4 years. So after Absalom did that for 4 years, so 7 plus 4 is 11 years. 11 years after King David sinned in adultery with Bathsheba. After 11 years, do you notice that in your Bible? Alright, just put there 4. Shouldn't have been 40. There's an error there, it should be 4. And after 4 years of Absalom doing that, he has built a rebellion against King David. So altogether, there was 11 years. Now, if you have, some of you are stunned by the chapter 15, verse 7, but that's just a small thing, right? It's just a small thing. And the Septuagint records 4 years. That's the Greek Bible. The Greek Hebrew, the Greek Old Testament, the one that Paul used. And so, there we have 11 years after David and Bathsheba, then that rebellion, and David ran away across the river with his mighty men, and Absalom became king for a moment. What a disaster! And Absalom publicly defile and commit incense against all of David's wives and concubines. 11 years after that. Now who would remember something 11 years later? We were taught being forgiven. That is why a lot of times, when especially a judgment that really comes because of an error that is considered very gross in God's sight, people think it comes immediately. It doesn't. Sometimes it comes a decade later, and then we look at that and wonder, where did they sin? What went wrong? Why we don't remember those things 11 years ago? We don't remember those things that opened doors for judgment 11 years ago. But those things have happened. And they were already predetermined. They have opened enough doors for demon powers to begin to work. But it took that long to manifest. It took that long for demon powers to bring to pass. And let me say these words. As far as the Bible is concerned, every time people walk with God, they have both spiritual and natural blessings. And that's a promise for people, for nations, everywhere. In the Bible, when the nation didn't have rain, they walked with God, it rained regularly. When they didn't walk with God, they had drought and famine. Disaster. Let me tell you, God preserves even from natural disasters. This world belongs to God. And if we as a people walk with God, we can bring forth the blessings. Remember this. Sometimes when people don't walk with God, and they bring things that God is displeased, and God takes His hand off, and the evil starts coming, it doesn't happen immediately. It may take 11 years to happen. And when it happened 11 years later, we see, why does it happen now? Everyone is so innocent. We forget that it took that long for the judgment to drop down. But God is a fair God. It's just because people don't have that length of time span that God operates in. They cannot see how things work. But that's something awesome to remember. That's why, my brethren, if you have a sin in your life, and you have things you know that is gross in God's sight, don't wait until judgment. Get on your knees before God. And I'm talking about every type of sin, whether it be sin of your flesh, sin of your lips, sin of any area. Get right in God's sight before the judgment falls. It's too late. Too late. And these are the words of God. If any ministry or even any business sins against God, they will not last. And we are talking both about things in the spiritual kingdom and things in the natural world. God will not allow it to continue. Where sin abounds, without repentance, grace cannot abound. Where sin abounds, it will reap what it sows. This is the word of God. That's why we are people of God, to call people unto righteousness, to call people to turn their backs against sin and turn to God and live righteously. Live a holy life in God. Live morally. Live correctly in God before it's too late. Because there will be a time when it is too late.